Well, also joining us now from Leinster House is Sinn Féin's finance spokesman, Piers Doherty. Piers Doherty, we've just been talking about the Future 40 report, which warns basically that the days of remarkable economic growth are numbered. Do you accept that?
Look, I think the report is welcome, and just to also say it's great to see Richard back in the Dáil and that he's recovered fully. But this report, as you mentioned, is really welcome. It's not a forecast of where we're going to be. It's looking at 2,000 different scenarios and trying to suggest what could possibly happen. And as you can see from the report, they vary wildly, you know, from deficits of, less than 30%, which would be really, really welcome and very, very healthy position in terms of a debt level of less than 30%, to the other extreme of debts of over 400%. So it is very difficult to project out to 40 years ahead, which is 2065. But I think what it does show up very clearly is that with the right policies, that it is definitely manageable. It shows that we're going to see economic growth. While it will slow, we will see economic growth over the next number of decades, that we're not going to see revenue fall off a cliff, although it will reduce. So we have to look at how we actually ensure that our taxation policies are correct. And crucially, it shows that even with the government's own plans, in terms which they're not even meeting in terms of housing, that under their own policy, that we will continue to see a housing crisis for the next decade and a half, which is completely and utterly unacceptable, and really reinforces what Sinn Féin have been saying in relation to the abysmally low targets that the government have set, which they aren't even reaching in any way, and expected not to reach over the next number of years. So I think it's a good instrument. It's a good policy to lever to have to be able to refer back to it. But obviously there's a lot of things that can happen between now and then.
Yeah, there's lots of scope for discussion there, but one thing we do know is that the population is getting older and that more of us are living for longer and are going to need more care. So should a rise in the pension age be up for discussion at least?
Absolutely not, and Sinn Féin will absolutely defend the right for people to retire. We've seen where Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael legislated to increase the pension age in the previous general election campaign. We made that a central issue and forced government to reverse their decision on that. We would also
and
like to
see.
Do
you remain then committed to returning the pension age to 65?
So the pension age is where you get the pension even if you continue to work, and that's what the existing policy is at the minute in terms of the age that it's set at. What we want to see is the right to retire at the age of 65, and that's what would formally be known as the transition pension, which means that if you retire, you have the right to get the pension
and
at
would
the age
you get
of 65.
The full pension then at 65? Because there's a kind of transitional arrangement there at the moment.
But only if you retire, and that's the crucial issue. And most people, will not want to retire. And if we have better health outcomes, they'll continue to work, and so on and so forth. But there are people, particularly those involved in manual labour, people who are out in the weather that we have at the minute. You know, it's raining. There's people out building our blocks. You know, manual labour, digging holes, and asking them to do that at the age of 65. I think they've done their dues. If they want to retire, they should be able to access a pension. If they want to work on, then they don't get the pension until they reach the pension age. But like you mentioned about demographics and all that, and it's great to see a report like this given as an indication of where demographics will go. And very helpfully what it done as well is it looked back at previous reports. So if you would actually see in terms of previous reports that were done back in the mid-90s trying to project where demographics were today, there would have been about 25% out. We've got an extra million people in the state compared to what they expected. So a lot of this will be, there'll be a lot of changes between now and then. And that's the challenge for any officials trying to forecast that far forward.
Yeah, as you say, a lot of what has happened over the past 20, 30 years wasn't foreseen, in particular when it came to immigration. This report does say that continued inward migration will be vital for the economy. Do you accept that? Do you believe that?
I think that we've seen that in the past, and it will continue to be the scenario in the future. You will see in terms of all of the scenarios, I think, that have been shown in this report is that migration, net migration, will actually decrease from where it is at this point in time, with the main drivers of net net migration being those from other EU countries and also from those in terms of seeking employment visas. But you will you know, migration has been a driver in the past, and you will see that being an issue in the future. It also shows up very clearly in terms of the report, but the challenges that pose in terms of the
and
infrastructure.
Do we all have to accept that, that inward migration will continue, that it's here to stay?
We've always had migration, you know, and that's you know, and there's different parts to migration, and the report outlines this very clearly.
In the past, though, I mean, if we go back, say, to the 70s, when the population went up a little bit, it was usually because of Irish people who'd left in the 50s returning.
Yeah, but like you also have now, you know, as I said, in all of these trends, it looks at the all of the different components of migration, whether it is EU citizens, so we're going to see it's projected less of them coming to the country over the next 40 years than previous. The same thing in terms of less employment visas compared to the last while. It also will show a drop in relation to international protection applicants and it will show actually no longer a net outward movement of Irish people. It will actually show that will there'll be as many coming back to the country as is leaving the country. So there are healthy things there, but that all creates challenges. Like, this is the big issue here. Like, this report wasn't needed to tell us that we need to plan for housing and accommodation. This report was not needed to tell us that, you know, the challenges of a growing and ageing population and an increasing population is putting on the health system. So it's all fine and well, a Minister for Finance publishing and talking about a glossy report that tells us the challenges that's 40 years ago. What are you doing about it is the issue. And we've known this for the last decade. We've known that there's a housing crisis, and it's not good enough just to say we've a report now that tells us the housing crisis is going to continue for another 15 years. We've a report now that tells us that our infrastructure in terms of health is creaking at the seams. We don't have enough capacity, yet the government is not providing the resources and the type of changes that are needed to make sure that the health needs of our population are dealt with in the future.
Listen, we'll have to leave it at that for today, but thank you very much for being with us.